Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. 215 million Christians are being persecuted all across the world, and mostly by Muslims. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this very important issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Here's an article that I want to talk to you about, Kim, because you're on top of this issue. The article titled, 215 million Christians are being persecuted across the world, and mostly by Muslims. Now, you're on top of this issue. Nobody else is talking about it. What are your thoughts?
Well, this was a report by Open Doors, which is a Christian organization that helps persecuted Christians around the world, where they rank countries, the 50 worst nations where it is to be a Christian. They know that 366 Christians were killed around the world last year because of their faith, 1,200 abducted, 1,000 raped or sexually harassed, and 793 churches were attacked or destroyed. These are really horrifying statistics, something that we really haven't seen since the age where Islam was knocking on the doors of Vienna, if you will. What this report says is that 38 of the 50 worst nations are Muslim majority. Now, the top persecutor of Christians happens to be North Korea. The reason is not because of ideology, simply because North Korea recognizes that Christianity, because it frees people's minds, is a danger to the state. And they also note that South Korea is overwhelmingly Christian. This report suggests that should that regime fall, probably North Koreans would become Christians in very, very large numbers. So the persecution is primarily driven by Muslim doctrine, and it's not just in so-called radical regimes, Syria or especially Iran or Libya, but it's also in so-called moderate Muslim countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia. It comes from Islamic doctrine.
Ken Timmerman with the sobering report of so many Christians being persecuted today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9 reveals the murders of so many believers during the tribulation period. And that is not referring to today. Next is the rapture, and then the tribulation period, and the murder of believers. What we are seeing now is the precursor to the tribulation judgment. This terrible time today is simply setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This is evidence of how close we are to this persecution, but also how close we are to the rapture of the church. That's an event that can happen at any moment. Be prepared and productive until that prophetic scenario is fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...